going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is this mom in the right for not allowing her daughter and her girlfriend to sleep in the same room because they're not legally married? Or would some of you consider her to be out of touch? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's another parental confidential, but give us a call or text on this one. This is the message that came in from our girl Angela. She says, "Hi, good morning. This message is for Moose and Breezy. Does anyone else think I'm in the wrong? So right now, I'm not on good terms with my daughter. She and her girlfriend have been together for a couple of years. They live in New York City.
Okay.
They're supposed to come and stay with us in Rochester for a week to celebrate my birthday in May. When inviting my daughter, I explained that I would prefer the arrangements to be, as stated, that her partner could stay in the guest room as they're not committed in a way that's equivalent to my son and his fiance. The daughter was very displeased by this and accused me of being homophobic. And I told her that I have never been anything but accepting. And she knows that. She knows this. And when one of her high school friends was kicked out of his home for his homosexuality, I allowed her to let him stay with us a few nights in our home. She has come from a family that is nothing but loving. My son and his fiance are engaged. That's why I think it's more appropriate. And call me old school, but my house, my rules. Now, my daughter has refused to spend this week with us at our house because she says I do not respect her relationship, while that is certainly not the case. My husband refuses to pick a side and says he's waiting for this to blow over, which is just as frustrating to me. I've told my daughter that her partner is welcome here anytime, but not in the same room overnight. Am I really the bad guy here?
How old are they?
I don't really know, but they're definitely in their like 20s or late 20s, probably your age.
Pick your battles, because you know what you're going to do at this point, it's like push them away and they're never going to come visit you.
Well, birthday's, poor Angela's birthday's coming up and now
her
daughter
doesn't. Sorry, Angela, that's where the cookie crumbles.
Is it more old school? Is it more traditional?
It is a little homophobic.
Sounds like it. I don't think it's a homophobic thing, to be quite honest with you. Like, I try to think, like, if I brought my girlfriend to my, if I was dating someone, I brought them to my parents' house.
Well,
not that I would have.
Haven't you been in this situation before when you didn't live here?
No.
You got a hotel?
Yeah.
Seems a little extreme.
No, it's privacy too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't think.
If I'm coming to see my family, I'm going to stay with my family. Like, you know?
Well, I split the time up. So I split the time up with mom and dad, where I was there for five,
you
six
kept your
nights.
Then girlfriend locked in a hotel.
And then she flew in to come visit for 2 days. And then we stayed at the Hyatt.
Yeah.
And then we both left.
Okay.
I think it was just more appropriate. I mean, just out of respect. I don't know. I would feel a certain way, to be quite honest.
I mean, like, this isn't the 1950s. Like, people are going to do what they're going to do with or without you, and they're doing it regardless. So I don't know what you think you're stopping. And at that point, it just comes down to a control issue.
No, they're definitely doing it without mom and dad being around, 100%. I don't think that's the case here, though. I don't think that's what she's worried about.
Then what is the problem?
Well, that's a conversation for Angela, because it sounds to me like
her daughter.
Well, you're in the same situation. Okay, so talk to me about, your parents have no problem if Patrice comes over, right? Spends the night in the same room?
Not at all.
They don't?
Not at all.
Let's go over to Christine weighing in real quick. Hey, good morning, guys. I agree, yes, your house, your rules, but your daughter is an adult. I would stay in a hotel room before I let my parents force me. I think it's okay to sleep in the same room because, yeah, okay.
We're struggling.
I can't decode that. Guys, good morning. Your daughter is a grown woman. You don't get to dictate her relationship or how committed she is in it.
We're getting a couple of texts here. I think whether you're engaged or not,
yeah,
if your children are adults and they're in a loving relationship, they should be able to sleep in the same room as their significant other, whether they're engaged, married, dating, whatever the case may be. This person says, yes, you are very much so in the wrong. They live together in New York City. So to tell them they have to sleep in separate rooms is rude and wrong.
Lindsay says it's your house. If they have a problem with it, let them go sleep at a Red Roof Inn, period. The Red Roof Inn.
Patrice is here. She said, this is so weird. Breezy and I spend the night at her parents like once a week and always share a bedroom. Honestly, going to my parents mm-hmm. and staying in their guest room with my girlfriend is a vacation to me.
Well,
no,
it's
obsessed.
It's a getaway because you guys are leaving your apartment. You already you live together. You guys mm-hmm. are out in Fairport, but
yeah.
It's you're out of your, you know, it's a different.
Like you're out of your element, and like, I don't know, everything's just better at my parents' house.
Oh, yeah, of course. Look at it.
Oh my gosh.
The new renovations.
God.
It's a beautiful place.
It's great.
You got a beautiful pool in the back. Oh. I agree with this mom 100%. Her daughter is turning it into a homophobic issue when it's not. I wouldn't allow my son and his girlfriend or boyfriend, whoever he brought over, to share a room unless they were fully engaged or married. It's out of respect. If they don't like it, simply stay at an Airbnb.
Honestly, like, well, I'm so calculated that I would come home and. If you want to, like, make it down to that, down to a ring or engagement, just show up with a little silicone band and be like, this was a promise ring and we're going to get engaged within the next year.
So would your parents have a problem with it if you're in the same relationship you're in now, but you were living at home and you were, like, 20 years old?
Yeah.
They would have a problem with that, right?
But I'm, like, I'm a full-grown adult.
See,
like,
the last time I had this conversation with my parents, that's the age I was around. And there was a no-go. Like, don't think about bringing a girl over here at your age to sleep and share a bed in the same room. It's not happening.
Yeah, like, when I was in college, I had a girlfriend that we weren't allowed to sleep in the same room at my parents,
mm-hmm.
but her parents let us sleep in the same room, so I just, like, was never home.
Did your parents know that?
Yeah.
They did?
Well, of course. I mean, and then I would, like, sneak her in overnight, but these things happen.
Gina says, Moose and Breezy, it feels like this mom is taking sides. My boyfriend's mom made us sleep in separate rooms, too. I still dislike her for it and never feel as welcomed in the family.
Yeah.
Jeff says, I'm a big believer in your house, your rules. You can set whatever rules you want in your own home, but you have no right to complain if said rules make your daughter feel unwelcome. Hopefully your daughter still comes and celebrates your birthday with you. But
this person says, if they're living together, that should be a commitment enough. They just probably won't come and see you if that's the case.
Yeah, you can't argue that they're not committed. They're definitely committed.
It's just, like, off-putting because, like this person saying, they fully live together and, like, they're fully already out of their routine.
Yeah.
To go, you know, back to your home, their hometown or wherever they're from, back to the mom's house, and they're already away, and now they can't, like, end their night together and, like, debrief on the night because they have to sleep. And it's just like very weird.
So, especially if the brother's there and his fiance. They're in a room.
Also,
but
how many bedrooms do you have? Also, I take massive issue with this.
She made a point there's four bedrooms.
I take massive issue with this. If somebody is making such a big deal and a point out of this and they don't even have enough rooms, like, you know, Betsy's going to have to sleep on the couch and you're going to have to sleep in your childhood pullout. It's like,
yeah, that's, I don't, we got to bring out the cot from the basement.
Like, you're doing too much. You're so extra. Like, why are you doing all of this? Tell me you're just like a control freak without telling me you're a control freak. And I think that's what it comes down to. Like, so many of these parents, okay, now I'm like going all the way off, but like, so many of these parents are only doing these certain things and putting themselves in these certain situations to make it not only a pain in the ass for their kids, but making their significant other feel uncomfortable because they want control. They want to still be a parent and parent you as if you're 7 years old. Guess what, Betsy? I'm 37. And yeah, I'm not married to my girlfriend just yet, but when we do get married, you'll be the last person that I call.
Would you ever date a woman named Betsy?
Not relevant right now, Moose. Probably not, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. I don't think I could do it.
Betsy was the mom's name.
Your daughter's a grown woman. You don't get to dictate her relationship or how committed you think it may be. So there you have it. A lot of people are for it. And honestly, Angela, if I were you, I know you're the mom in this situation, and it is, yes, your house, your rules. But do you really want to put a wedge in you and your daughter's relationship?
Pick your battles.
Your husband's obviously staying out of it until this all blows over. But how long is that going to take?
It just like puts such a bad taste in your mouth because you never see your daughter and your daughter never sees you. And the one time she comes home, you're telling her what she can and cannot do aside from what she already does.
But she's already doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
And so you wanted open, honest opinions, Angela, and you definitely got them this morning. So thanks for your message on this.
No, all right, guys, to make up that extra bed. So sorry, queen.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday, Breezy and I were talking to someone outside of work who said she has a ton of trouble when it comes to dating because she makes too much money.
Mm-hmm.
And she told us that most of the men she's gone out with find that to be a deal breaker for them. Has any other women listening had a similar experience? 585-252-9800. So earlier this morning, we have this conversation on the air with our friend Zoe. And all of a sudden, that triggered this guy, John, to call in, and he comes out the gate swinging.
Yeah, he was not happy.
If you missed the call, take a listen to what happened from earlier. Hi, Zoe. Good morning. Are you there?
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning.
Good morning.
In regards to what you're talking about, I've had this weird experience where, so I'm, you know, doing pretty well for myself. I'm a consultant for an engineering firm.
Okay.
I make six figures. I do very well for myself. And what I'm noticing is, like, every time I mention that to someone that I'm dating, he just drops off the face of the map.
What?
Like, that's it. No more interest. Like, I don't know what it is, but these guys are just, maybe they're just more traditional. They want to be the breadwinner. They want to make less. And I'm like, I'm not here for your ego boost. I'm here to make a living.
So, you notice right away that as soon as the finance conversation comes up during the day, they just taper off.
Bolt.
Yeah.
But that's not, I'm the opposite of that. Daddy needs some new shoes. I could care less.
Well, listen, Mama's here.
Oh my God. Should I be here for this?
So, but Zoe, all kidding aside, I think it's a situation where there's a lot of women that have maybe been in your shoes where they've gone through something like this. I don't know. For some men, it really bothers them. For others, like myself, could care less. Give us an example.
Yeah. So there's this guy that I was dating for, you know, a while. I kind of learned, like, let me taper off on the financial conversation. Let me just build the relationship. So I did that for like a week or two.
Okay.
And then it was going amazing. The connection was fantastic. And then I bring up financials, you know, what does that look like for you? Are we a team? And suddenly, no more texts. Suddenly, he's taking days to get back to me. I just, kind of insane. So at one point, this one guy is like, I'm not interested in dating a woman who's all about her money. I'm like, okay, so.
That's interesting. So if you guys are just tuning in, 585-252-9800, the question we're asking is, if a woman is making more money, is that a deal breaker for some men? Or just if she's successful in general, more right. than you are, is that enough for you to be like, now I'm. Is it an intimidation thing?
The insecure man child is crazy.
I don't know what it is. I mean, for some people, like I said, like myself, doesn't bother me. I could care less. As long as it's more of like, if it's a team effort, if we're both coming to the table to provide, it's not just all one person or the other. You know,
one person is clearly providing a little more than the other.
Yes, but is that going to be held against you? That's a problem, though. You don't want that either.
I just feel like, you know, with you being as successful and working a high-profile job, men get intimidated because they're children, obviously. And you should never, like, dull your own sparkle just because you want to dumb down to somebody's level. I mean, you're not making these guys feel bad, are you?
I mean, God, I hope not.
Can we just all agree, though, for a second, that there are some people who are just a little bit more traditional, and for them...
Go find a broke bee. That's not my issue. Clearly, we're not a match.
They don't know that until the first date. You understand what I'm saying, right, Zoe?
Yeah, like, they don't know it bothers them until it bothers them.
That's correct. We have someone by the name of John that just called in, who has a couple comments on what you were saying, Zoe. Are you comfortable with chatting with him if I put him through?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, one second. John, go ahead, buddy. You're live on PXY.
All right, so to the girl who's on the phone right now, the reason why men like myself, well, not me, I'm married, so that doesn't matter, but the reason why men don't like dating you, and I know a lot of other men who don't, is because you come off as super entitled, okay? And that means that you automatically become less desirable. Period, end of story.
John, tell me you're triggered without telling me you're triggered.
Right. Okay.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Okay? You got a great high-paying job. That's good for you, but let's call it like it is, all right? Most women get off easy because they have the ability to sleep their way to the top. And most guys, we have to work our ass off to be successful.
Oh, you think that's what got me to where I am? Okay, you know what? I just got a clear, crystalline, perfect picture of your marriage, and God, I feel so sorry for her.
Yikes, me too.
Oh, okay, and I'm sure you look really cute in a blazer, but aside from your job and your paycheck, what else are you bringing to the relationship, okay? What else are you bringing to the table? So, seriously, what else are you offering aside from a pretty face? All you did was radio, you brag, you make good money, and so what? What else? Hello?
Hold on a second, guys. Let me play mediator here for a second. So, Zoe, John, so obviously you're not going to date a woman that makes more money than you do. And I'm assuming that's not the case in your relationship. Why is that?
Okay, let me break it down. They come in and they say,
I need layman's terms because I'm a woman, right?
Very layman. Let me make it real simple for you, okay? What I need to know is, what else are you bringing, okay? You don't understand. You will never, ever truly understand the weight of the world a man carries on his shoulders when he has to provide for his entire family, okay? My wife, she works for you.
Hold on, let John speak. Right, hold on, let him get out what he has to say. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, no, let him giggle, he. My wife, she works part-time. She's a good woman because she helps raise our kids, and she doesn't have to make six figures and then throw it in people's faces like you do. So hit the bricks, sweetie. You're a dime a dozen. There's no guy that wants to date you because they have class, okay? You offer nothing but a pretty face and a paycheck. Boom.
Oh my God, you are the worst human I've ever spoken to on this show. You make me want to literally punch air. I do not like you. So you didn't even talk to me, but the way you're speaking to this woman is so degrading and disgusting. And I'm quite frankly, we need to get you off the line because I'm going to flip out on you.
Yeah, personally, I love a woman in a blazer. I'll leave it at that. John, you said what you had to say. I appreciate you calling in. I'm gonna let you go. Thank you, man.
And here we go. DEI all over again.
Okay, bye.
All right. Zoe, you still there?
Wow.
So, like,
his wife is definitely getting off every time they bang.
Like we talked about, it's not clearly for everyone. Like people like John. But keep doing what you're doing. If you're making good money, don't feel bad about that. There's a lot of guys that appreciate a hardworking, driven woman. I'm one of those people.
I hope so.
There is. Listen, if you haven't found the right one yet, just keep at it. The right person will come along.
Zoe?
Well, thanks, guys.
You don't want to be with someone like that. Just think about how miserable his wife is.
Thanks, guys. I so appreciate it.
No problem. And, you know, we wish you the best. And sorry about John.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Will do.
All right, let's get to some calls on this because for whatever reason, John came out the gate swinging. Good morning. Hi, is this Jen?
Yeah.
Hi, Jen. Go ahead. What's your comment?
Hi. So, I mean, obviously that was disgusting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Breezy, I'm with you. That was, it was upsetting.
I was, like, going to puke, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that there's a possibility? Can we all agree that maybe this wasn't about Zoe and he was triggered by something far greater in his life?
Yes.
Do you
think clearly, but him calling up and taking it out on a random woman on the radio is weird.
He was
diabolical.
Yeah, he started swinging hot right out the gate.
Yeah, I mean, he said that he has a wife that works part-time. Like, I'm sure he chose somebody who was willing to be his verbal punching bag.
Period.
But that to say all those things about a random woman, and not for nothing, but not to bring politics into this, but I am.
Okay.
Having a president who would say all those types of things too just fuels the, you know, trying to dismantle that in society. And, you know, like we're taking a million giant steps backwards in society by having someone in a presidential position who would agree with everything he just said and who would also think nothing of berating a random woman for having a good high-paying job and resorting to saying that she slept her way to the top.
Demeaning, like so undermining.
Yeah, in my opinion, we're probably going to see more incidents like this. You know, men who are supportive of women who, you know, have careers and stuff.
You know, you know what else I think? I think it is too. Here's the other thing, Jen, and this is my personal opinion. I think there's a ton of men out there who don't want to date a woman who's established, who's driven, who has a great career, because they want a woman to be able to depend on them because it feeds their ego. And that's why a lot of these older guys I see date a 21 or 22-year-old who's not established, because it allows these women to depend on them and come to them for when they need something. And I'm just, I disagree with that. I want a woman who has goals, who's driven, who's someone like Zoe, who has put the time in and the work and the effort to get to where she is in her life. That's attractive.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would think that to any sane, normal man, that would be something that they would want.
It's not the beginning, and it's simply not the end, Jen. So there's
I know.
Jen, I'm sorry you're grossed out by John this morning. I do appreciate you calling in and voicing your opinion
on this.
Okay.
I hope we all recover with some espresso martinis.
No, period. I'm already drinking one this morning. So.
Let me come join you. I'll leave work.
Okay, please do. Thanks for the call, Jen.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's your birthday. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The sun is shining, 62 for the high today. Breezy, a couple weeks, you're going to be a year older. And we're also very excited.
Everyone's like, what are you doing for your birthday this year? Like, what are the plans? What's going on? Like, why don't you have anything planned? And I'm like starting to feel this sense of non-urgency for my birthday. And I'm curious to know if this is something that happens to people after they turn 30, like obviously hit a massive milestone last year into a new decade, been on this earth for 30 years, obviously love my birthday, but...
What'd you do last year?
I blew it up. I had 3 parties, hosted a concert. It was wild.
3 parties. I don't remember.
Moomoo's and Martinis, Cruel Summer.
Oh, yes, 13 yes.
13 going on 30.
That's right. I do remember. Here's the thing.
I did it all.
What it comes down to is you're just getting older. You're maturing. It's not as big of a deal as it once was. The only thing you really need to be celebrating for your 31st is the fact that
I survived my 30th. You
stayed above ground. You know?
No.
It's a celebration of just life in general.
This is so off brand for me.
Well,
not making a huge deal about my birthday, and
you'll adjust.
It's devastating. It really is, but I'm just tired.
Well, the thing about you that I know to be true is that you get over things pretty quickly. Certain things.
No, I know.
Certain things.
Because the anecdote is crazy.
You could hold a grudge for the rest of your life if you wanted to.
And I do.
But
for sure.
For stuff like this, it's like, oh, you put a lot of thought into it, and then you're sad for a little while, and then you're over it. You know what I mean?
Like, I just went out bar hop with my girlfriends on Saturday and be done with it.
Oh, yeah, well, hold on. We're on the 23rd right now. Your birthday is in a week and a half.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
It's in a week and a half. And it's on a Monday, too, and you and I have stuff
and
to
I have
do.
To work, and it's like, oh, God, it's so adult.
It is.
It's so crazy. It's diabolical. It's absolutely sinister. But it is what it is. And I mean, I'll do a little something, something. I'll do a little this, I'll do a little that. But people are expecting a lot from me to do this big shindig, or dare I say 3 shindigs, right?
No.
But I don't have it in me. And
guys, 585-252-9800. Send us a text or call right now. What made you want to stop celebrating your birthday? What made you stop altogether and celebrating your big day?
Am I falling ill? Or is this just like something that happens to normal adults when they grow up and start, I don't know, becoming less focused on these birthdays? And I don't want to be like a Scrooge and be like, I hate my birthday. That's never going to be me. But
yeah, and if you don't care, what makes you think other people do?
They never did. So.
This person says, I'm a middle-aged man with no friends, so I never really cared, I guess. Hey, guys, the older I get, the more it feels like just another day. I'd rather just celebrate quietly or not at all. Because a lot of my friends now, one of my best buddies just turned 50. And I was like, what? You're 50? And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, that makes me not so young anymore either.
Senile, if you will.
And the last thing some of them want to do, whether it's a milestone or not, they don't want to celebrate.
But that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to get older and like turn into that person who's like, I hate my birthday because I'm getting older, or lying about my age, or whatever the case may be. Like, I fully embrace it and I want to be sending it.
I know. Well, we can still send it, Breezy, but we can do it, you know, quietly.
Yeah.
PXY, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Jerry from Pontillo's.
Jerry! Where's our pizza?
Where's our pizza? Jerry, you just had a birthday,
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. In a week and a half
May 5th.
Cinco de Brizo. No, I need pizza that day. I really do.
Well, I think I can make that happen. So I was just pulling out of the house, and I kind of caught wind of what you guys were talking about. I just had a birthday. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Happy belated, man. Happy
Hello.
Birthday.
Monday. So here's the deal. I'm kind of on the same page as you. Like, I just turned 49, and honestly, like, I don't really like the spotlight too much on my birthday. It's just,
can't relate.
To me, it's another day.
Right.
And if people want to be cool and wish you a happy birthday, great. But I think it's, me personally, I'm going to put in my 2 cents. I think it's a little bit weird when, you know, a middle to older gentleman or woman orchestrates a big dinner for their own quote-unquote birthday. I just think it's a little much.
Yeah.
No.
Can you imagine, Jerry?
Jerry, you're so right.
But if you got together, Jerry, like you and your wife, and it's like, hey, we're planning this big thing. We need 20 people at the restaurant to celebrate Jerry. You think they would all think a little, that's odd?
I don't like all
like
the
if
people,
somebody else does it, like it's whatever. But if you're the one who does it, like
oh, that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
Like
if you, orchestrate your own party, it's I don't know. It's just I would never do that.
Fully
and
going.
I feel like the people that are going to the party are kind of looking at you like
right side eye.
Oh man,
side
you just
eye.
Did your yeah?
I was going to rent out the upstairs of full transparency. I was going to rent out the upstairs of Tin Cup for this birthday and. I kind of gave myself the ick and I was like, why am I like spending all this money and like doing all this stuff when we can just like
but
sling it?
If,
I mean,
if I were to do it for you, would that make it better?
Total green light.
Listen,
and you should get on
with
that.
With all due respect, how old are you turning?
31.
Okay. So it's not like it's a 30 or a 40 or a 50.
Right,
like
I just
said.
Did my big one last year.
It's no milestone.
Yeah. Yeah. If someone else is doing it for you, with, I mean, I think that's an amazing gesture,
sure.
And I think it's relevant because
notes,
everyone that's coming will be like, hey, you know, so-and-so orchestrated this. That's great. And no one will be kind of saying, man, she set up her own party.
Correct.
You know, so it's.
Correct.
I think it's totally cool if someone else does it. For
well,
sure.
Take notes.
Jerry, happy 49th belated, buddy. We appreciate you.
You don't look a day over 32.
No, you balance his Italian jeans.
Oh. All right. I just wanted to say hello and wish you a birthday coming up. And whatever which way you go, I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Thanks,
love
buddy.
You, Jer. I'll expect a pizza on May 5th.
Stop it. I'll talk to you. Bye.
All bye, right. Jer Bear.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all I really needed to hear. The man has spoken. I get it.
So now this is all on my shoulders.
Yeah. So if you don't plan me something, I'm quitting the show. So.